back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Sam, are there any local headlines that have caught your eye that you think we should talk about?
Well, Matt, thank you for asking. I was really looking at getting your opinion on the violent weekend that happened in Milwaukee this past weekend. Mayor Cavalier Johnson made a statement about it yesterday, as well as a couple other officials. And it was one of the last nice weekends. So a lot of people were out, and there was a report of 3 homicides and 19 victims of non-fatal shootings across 20 incidences. Cavalier Johnson said it's disgusting. No kid in the city or anywhere in the state or anywhere in this country should have to live in an environment like that. It takes us in the government, and it also takes folks out there in the community to do their part as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's a profound. Let me hit that right now before we go to the lines. Let me hit that right now. Here's the way I look at this. It's true there were these shootings in Milwaukee, and sadly, if you go to Chicago, it's exponentially higher. I mean, you can multiply it. Here's the way my view is this. In 1917, there were terrible race riots in Detroit and elsewhere, and it resulted in some reforms. About 50 years later, in 1967, there were terrible race riots in Milwaukee and elsewhere. You may remember them. Well, we're now 55 years beyond 1967. And I think there's a cyclical nature to this, that people, when they're socially segregated and discriminated against, it builds up, builds up, builds up, builds up, and finally explodes. And we have to do everything we can to stop it from exploding. Now, obviously, there are some things you can do, like have some sensible laws that say that you can't buy ghost guns. You can't buy guns in a parking lot at night from some bald guy in a raincoat who goes, psst, you want to buy a gun, you know, that kind of stuff. And we have to be able to make sure that there's training for people that do have weapons. We have to make sure that the truth is that you can't just have people who are mentally ill, felons, anybody who wants to get one now, and kids. But right now, everybody has access to a gun, quite frankly, including 13-year-olds. And I think ultimately, in the short run, there are mechanical responses, obviously, on the access to guns, especially by young people. But on the other hand, I think ultimately, as society is looking at a cyclical coming to this event, in other words, coming to recognition of it, another 50 years, and you think about this, and I'm saying this to everybody who's listening to this show. How integrated is your social circle? Who do you play cards with? Who do you hunt with? Who do you fish with? Who do you hang with? Who do you go out for pizza with? Seriously, who comes over to your house? And the truth is that we are still racially, socially segregated, even though legally we may not be. And if that continues, people feel bad. And these kids in Milwaukee that are doing this know that a lot of people aren't happy to see him walk in the room, frankly. You know, in other words, nobody's accepting them. And how you can't force anybody to accept anybody, but what we can do is change the national discourse to come to that result. That's why Trump's presidency, among other things, was so damaging, because it wasn't just that he betrayed us to Putin, but there was a clear racial dimension to it. And they can't nominate him again. They really can't. They got to nominate somebody, who, even if he's a conservative on taxes, who says, who has a generous spirit, who's a generous spirit. If you have people in power in this country who are sending racial messages, that's going to accelerate the next tension. That's my view of it. That's not a satisfactory answer. Obviously, getting control of guns from juveniles is. But in the long run, I'm talking about societal and institutional reforms that we need. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind?
Well, I would just segue from what you're saying about the harms brought by the Trump administration, including this inciting racial tensions, to go back to Senator Johnson and comments that I wanted to make about that. And there are many things that are bothersome or are extremely worrisome about Senator Johnson in terms of his views on how this state should go forward, you know, his lack of support of jobs, for example, in Wisconsin. But one I would like to mention would go back to January 6th. And the effort that he made to whitewash what happened there, his refusal to call it an insurrection, his refusal to call it violent, and instead he and his staff called it a largely peaceful event because, quote, some people were staying within the roped lines that were set up. All you have to do is look at the footage of people beating in the windows, people beating cops. I mean, images exist in which it was quite clear that this was not a peaceful at all. And the fact that over 800 people have been charged with crimes, now it's true they haven't all been convicted because that hasn't gone through the process, but only somebody who's, you know, only someone who seeks to whitewash this event would call it a peaceful event. And I think that kind of lack of accuracy is so deleterious to us. You saw it with Trump with his over 30,000 lies when he was in his administration. And the same things exist with Johnson. We at least have to describe things as to what they are. And when people are beating cops with flagpoles, when people are shooting hornet and wasp spray into the eyes of cops, that is not a peaceful demonstration. And the fact that over 800 people have been charged and they're still going forward with charging people tells you that it was not a peaceful event. And I just, man, to at least be accurate is an important thing in our cultures or in our political sphere. So thanks, Matt. I appreciate the chance to talk.
Yeah, that was very eloquent. And you're absolutely correct. I'll even build on it because I think it's such an important point. Ron Johnson gives the appearance of affability and, you know, gives the appearance of, he speaks deliberately and all that kind of stuff. But what he says is toxic because he also said, Joe, if it had been Black Lives Matter, I would have felt differently. He said that. Now, that just threw a racial thing into it, right? Where did that come from? That threw a racial thing into it. The second thing that he said was that it was just, you know, basically a bunch of fellas letting off some steam, peaceful and that kind of thing. Not only are you right that the video contradicts that, but five people died. A woman was trampled to death by the mob. Another woman was shot by law enforcement as they were trying to break in to kill congressmen. An officer was down on the ground being kicked to death. And he shouted out, I have four kids. And then a few people protected him. He would have been kicked to death. And he was badly injured. Other cops, they had bear spray squirted in their eyes, but they also were dragged down the stairs. And if you drag somebody down the stairs by their ankles, their heads bump against the thing. And more than 130 officers were out with various disabilities. A mob attacked law enforcement. There was a gallows set up. Hang Mike Pence. They went through the hallways saying, hang Mike Pence. They weren't kidding. They weren't letting off steam. Where'd the gallows come from? Who built it? They didn't build it in 5 minutes. That was planned. Then they went through going, oh, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi, an 80-year-old woman who weighs about, you know, 100 pounds. If they had found her, they would have killed her. That was a homicidal mob. Mitt Romney had to run away. Pence had to run away. It was a homicidal mob. It was a violent attempt to overthrow a government, to stop the transition, the peaceful transmission of power pursuant to an election. And Ron Johnson whitewashed it and said it was a bunch of fellas letting off steam. Lawful protest. That was false. And the thing is, he says it in an affable, low-key manner, and everybody goes, oh, okay, well, no, we're not going to let him get away with that. Not going to let him get away with that. Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. Great comment. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. In a big ball.